the Charity of the Week.
And my name is Sharon Madrill and I'm the Chair of Isle of Man Breast Care.
I'm Angie Eyre and I'm Lead Volunteer for Breast Cancer Now, volunteering in the Isle of Man.
Angie, you know, since we first started talking to you some years ago, probably on Women Today, it's probably one of the first times we spoke to you, there must have been some huge developments and hopefully some really positive progression in this area.
Yes, lots of changes, Christy. I was diagnosed in 2002, so 24 years on, you know, medication and treatments have really come forward. In the 1990s, only one in seven people survived breast cancer. Today, one in 20 people are surviving breast cancer. So, you know, it's absolutely moved on because we are targeting the treatments much better for the different breast cancers, and people are more aware of it because we're raising awareness, and people are going and you know, they're not doing self-checks and they're going and getting a checkup with the GP.
And I think that's one of the things that you're really passionate about, isn't it? And one of the things that your charity does is you make a point of going into workplaces, into schools, and really educating people on that front.
Definitely. Touch loop check. Everybody should be doing that. Once a month, checking your breasts, having a look in the mirror because, you know, the shapes can change and you can see different skin effects. And if anything you're concerned about, is to go and see your GP, most definitely. I think you know your own body, so... Do insist on having a consultation.
Yeah, some people are a little bit nervous about it. I understand that because it can be a sensitive subject, but it's just so crucial, isn't it, that you get seen as early as possible.
Absolutely, Christy. There's 55,000 people diagnosed in the UK every year of breast cancer, and one woman is diagnosed every 10 minutes, but there's a man diagnosed every day.
There you go. So that's what we need to be aware of as well, of course, men too. And so with men, do they look for the same sort of thing?
Yep, they do the same thing. Anything they're unsure about, they need to go and get checked out by the GP.
And Sharon, you were telling us about your story earlier in the week as well. You deal directly, don't you, with patients and also their families, and you offer support. What sort of support do you give through your charity?
Well, usually we get referrals from Nobles, from the breast clinic, and I arrange to go and see them. And when I see them, it's just fear straight away. They're absolutely terrified at the diagnosis because, you know, when you're diagnosed with breast cancer, the first thing is, I'm going to die. And, of course, you're not these days. The sooner you go to see about it, like Andrew was saying, the sooner, you know, the better the prognosis and the outcome. So to sit with somebody and just say, look, I'm 30 years down the line, you know, and then and immediately you say, oh, you know, and people just like to talk to somebody that's been there, done that. Things are not quite so scary when you talk to people. And also, if they're struggling financially, which is how we help, nobody likes to ask for money. Nobody does. But between Helen Milchreist at the hospital and our charity, she's already asked permission from them to contact me. So I'll contact them and say, look, it's what we do. It's what we're here for. That's what the money's for. It's to help you just get through this sticky time, and then, because you don't want to be worried about money when you're going through cancer treatment, because not everybody has well-paid jobs with good sick pay. And I, you know, we've helped quite a few single mums as well. You know, if you've got children as well, it's a very, very expensive time when you haven't got any wages. Absolutely.
So yeah. Don't be afraid to ask.
No.
And Angie, when did you two first start working together? Because obviously your separate charities doing slightly different things, but when did you first start working together?
I would say the fashion show's been going for 20 years, hasn't it, Sharon? So I would say at least 20 years, and the fashion show is every 2 years. And we came in on to organising the event with you.
2017. But before that, when the very first one we had, 2005, Angie was working in Marks and Spencer's, weren't you? And I'd visited Angie when she was diagnosed. That's how I got to know her the first time. And so when we thought of the idea with Dot, and I said, oh, I wonder if Angie might be able to ask Marksies. So that's how we got Marks and Spencer's, wasn't it?
Through
you.
Yeah.
And it's just made it really, hasn't it, over the years?
It's just the best event ever.
Oh, I'm being handed the flyer. We love talking to you about the Fashion for Life event. It's always, the thing about it is, it's always really uplifting and really fun, isn't it? And that's what people need to be aware of.
Absolutely. We've got 24 models who are all breast cancer survivors up there on the stage. Many of them are first timers on the stage and, you know, a little bit nervous. Some of us have been up there a few times, Sharon, haven't we? Lots and lots of fun. Of course, we've got Dot up there. So with Dot, anything can happen. We've got David Holland's live band, which is just amazing. He's on the stage with his band playing all night to all these wonderful legends, songs and people that we've got on the at the show. And we've got some great dancers as well. So lots of cabaret, lots of fun, lots of fashion and lots of frolics.
And it's not the only event, obviously, that's held. And this month in particular, it's a really important month for both of you as charities, isn't it? Just tell us a little bit about what it means for you to have an awareness month like this.
Yeah, really important. I mean, we go out to offices. We've got sessions booked to go. Just do lunchtime sessions, just sort of half an hour. It doesn't take long to do this touch look check, just to make people aware. And guys come in on it as well, because it's important for them to know for themselves or for their partners also. We do quite a lot. We've got pink Pilates, we've got a pink quiz, we've got a pink Fit Steps.
And what about you, Sharon? It's important for your charity as well, isn't it?
Yeah, we just look on it as a month for people to remember to check themselves, because it's so easy to just let it slip. I remember when I was diagnosed and the doctor said to me, "Do you check your breasts?" And I said, "Oh yeah." And then I thought, "No, I don't really." And, you know, people will maybe do it 1 month and then 2 or 3 months will go by and think, oh, I better check again. So, yeah, it needs to be a regular thing. And caught early, like I was, thankfully, and on lots of other people, the better it is. So, yeah, that's the main thing, awareness.
And as Angie was saying, the treatments have changed so much over the years, haven't they?
Yeah. I can remember a little funny story, if you've got time. Years and years ago, when I had my radiotherapy, you have to be marked up for your radiotherapy. And they literally did the marks with a felt pen. And you had to keep your skin dry because the marks had to stay there. And then it was years down the line, somebody mentioned to me about having their tattoo before their radiotherapy. And I said, tattoo? And they do a tiny, tiny pinhead-sized spot on the skin now. And I didn't realise it had changed. And I thought, blimey, he's gone from felt-tip pen to a little tiny tattoo. So there's progress.
You get a tattoo for it. Did you get one of those, Angie?
I did. I've got a tattoo. That's my claim to tattooing on the body. It's a dot.
Do you know, there's something about that, isn't it? It's like a kind of sign of your bravery. Yeah. It's like a lasting kind of thing. If I did this, I got through this.
Exactly. I have a really funny little story, Christy, that would make you smile. It didn't make me smile at the time, but when I lost all my hair through having chemotherapy, I had a wig. My children were only young and they said, "Mum, please wear your wig, you know, or a scarf when you go out." So I had this wig on and we got up towards guild time and the children were performing in the guild in the music section. And I needed to wash my wig. So I put it in the sink and I washed it with a bit of shampoo. I wasn't sure what to do. And then I took it out and I thought, how am I going to dry it? And I put the hairdryer on it and it was a plastic hair and it all frizzled like a Brillo. And I was, the next day I needed to go to the guild. Oh dear, I never did that again.
Did you wear it in the end?
No, I wore a scarf.
Oh, bless you.
Much easier looking back on it and laughing about it.
But the important thing, as we're saying, is get in there as early as you possibly can. So just check yourself and that's how you're going to get the early diagnosis. It's
early,
so important.
Early detection saves lives, for sure.
Do you know what? After you've heard this conversation today, go into a bathroom and go and check yourself. You know, what have you got to lose?
If you go to a doctor and the doctor says, oh, I don't think it's anything to worry about, please insist and say, no, I'm sorry, I do want a referral. It's only a referral from the doctor. It's not, you know, that's all they have to do. So do insist that you get checked out properly.
And for anyone who's listening who has just had a diagnosis and they're a little bit scared, what would you each say to them?
Well, I would just say, don't panic. It's easier said than done, I know that. Talk to somebody about it. The more people you talk to, it gets in your head a bit better then and you can cope with it a bit better. But just do as you're told from the breast unit clinic, because it's absolutely wonderful, and we're looked after really, really well by them up there. We're so lucky.
What would you say, Andy?
Yes, I'd say definitely reach out, speak to friends and family. Make sure your family are going through it with you so you're not alone. You know, we all know somebody who's been diagnosed with breast cancer, either directly or indirectly, and it really does help to lift you and keep thinking positive.
Thank you so much for chatting with us again. Just remind us again of the details of your website or Facebook, Angie, so that people can get in touch.
Yep, it's www.breastcancernow.org.
And yours, Sharon?
www.iombreastcare.co.uk.
Thank you so much, ladies, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.